There has been a change of heart, or at least of policy, at Michigan's Secretary of State's office. Word came down late last week that thousands of children of undocumented immigrants in Michigan will now be eligible for a driver's license or an official state ID. That was quite a reversal of the stand that had been taken by Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. She now says a review of new federal guidelines convinced her to change the policy. Joining me now is Miriam Aukerman, staff attorney with the ACLU of Michigan. She joins us from their Grand Rapids office. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, happy to be here.
Well, just to be clear, tell us exactly who are the people that this decision affects?
These are young immigrants who came to the United States as children. They're people who grew up in Michigan, went to our schools, played on our playgrounds, grew up alongside our own kids, and have only ever known Michigan as home. They have to have come to this country before they were the age of 16. And in June of last year, the federal government developed a new program to allow these young immigrants deferred action, basically the ability to stay in this country lawfully for a period of time. That's who this group is. It's about 15,000 young people in Michigan.
And I know they're called DREAMers. What does that acronym stand for?
It's based on federal legislation, the DREAM Act, which is was to provide comprehensive immigration relief to these young immigrants. The DACA program is more limited and is basically a stopgap measure until we reach the goal of having more comprehensive immigration relief for these young individuals. But the movement of these young immigrants is often called the DREAMer. They call themselves the DREAMers.
What was the reason for denying the licenses?
Well, the Secretary's position was that under Michigan law, individuals must be legally authorized to be present in the United States, authorized under federal law to be present in the United States. And our position was if you're authorized to work here, which DACA beneficiaries are, if you're authorized to work here and you're authorized to live here, you're also authorized to be present here. But the Secretary thought that the federal immigration law was unclear and therefore that she could not issue licenses. So we met with her in November, set out our legal concerns in great detail, but she continued to disagree with us on what the law meant, and then we proceeded to file the lawsuit. What happened is then about 2 weeks ago, the federal government issued guidelines that made what we thought was clear, absolutely crystal clear. Those guidelines specifically say that DACA beneficiaries are legally authorized to be present. We thought that had been clear all along, but that was even clearer in light of those guidelines, and so the Secretary reversed course. I think sometimes when you're driving in the wrong direction, you know it's time to make a U-turn.
And so now what do you see next? What are you looking for next?
Well, I think, you know, this resolves the issues in the litigation because we have exactly what we hope to get, which is licenses, personal identification cards for these young immigrants. And I think the Secretary has made the change that we've requested. So in terms of the litigation, that resolves it. But I think sort of the larger question is really how this plays into the fact that we have a broken immigration system, the fact that you have individuals who grew up here who have lived here basically their entire lives, who are part of our communities, who have so much talent and are yet being excluded. Now we have the opportunity through comprehensive immigration reform to fix that broken immigration system, and I think these young people are really the prime example of why that's so necessary.
And just for practical questions for anyone listening who may be affected by this, does this go into effect right away? Can they go to the Secretary of State's office and apply for their driver's license?
It goes into effect February 19th, and they're going to be issuing a new type of license, a limited license that reflects the length of time that the person has legal presence authorization. So if a person is authorized under federal law to be here for 2 years, under the Deferred Action Program, the license would be good for 2 years.
Thanks so much, Miriam.
Thank you so much.
Miriam Aukerman is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Michigan. She joined us from Grand Rapids.